When I started my podcast, I wanted to make sure that I was ready for opportunities. People I wanted to interview or work with, I wanted them to know I was for real. Ordering cards from Vistaprint let me feel like I could make that professional impression right in the moment. With Vistaprint, you can create a truly professional, unique card in minutes. You can upload your own design or start with one of their professionally designed options. Vistaprint offers simple tools and a wide range of templates to choose from. They let you pick the paper stock, the style, and quantity that's right for you, and you can choose your delivery speed. Order and receive your cards in as few as 3 days. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed, or they'll make it right, either by reprinting your order or offering a refund. Here in America, it's safe to say that when we think of sports, we think of the NFL along with the NBA and MLB. For some, you can tack on the NHL and MLS. What we don't think about is figure skating, gymnastics, dance, or cheerleading. There's a very strict definition of what an athlete is in our society. Big men is a description I got quite often, and I don't think it's very far off. In this episode, we're going to talk about those other sports, the ones without the big men, and how they are perceived in the U.S. Two very special guests and experts will be talking about their experiences as an athlete in a non-traditional sport. I'm Corey Stewart, and this is What's in a Game. The Oxford English Dictionary defines an athlete as a person who is proficient in sports and other forms of physical exercise. But in American society, we have a different definition. And you can tell by what we see every day, on television, in magazines, on the radio, with the type of people who get the sponsorships and the endorsements. We think of athletes as Tom Brady or LeBron James. What we don't see every day are figure skating competitions or dance competitions or circus shows or anything like that. Those are things you have to search for. And so it's really easy to fall into this trap, to think that the only kind of athlete is an athlete who plays a team sport or a violent sport or a major league sport. When in reality, athletes come in all shapes and sizes and do all different things. Now today we're only talking about sports that have an artistic flair to them. And up front, I have to admit, I am a massive figure skating fan, and I have some personal ties to the acrobatic and circus world that I'll discuss later in the show. To start things off, we're going to talk about figure skating. And I enlisted the help of someone who knows so much more about it and has lived it so much longer than I have.
My name is Jeremy Abbott. I am a 4-time United States figure skating champion. I am a 2-time Olympian and a 2014 Olympic bronze medalist. I started skating at a very young age when I was about, I first stepped on the ice when I was about 2. My first competition, I was about 5. I'm 33 now. I am retired from competing. And now I perform a lot in shows all over the world. I teach a little bit and I'm breaking into choreography.
Now, one of the things about figure skating is that it's a very technical sport. It's beautiful to watch if you know nothing about it, but to get the real essence of how amazing these athletes are, you have to know some stuff that's hard to pick up by just watching it. So one of the things that I want to accomplish with this podcast is kind of reach people who, are casual fans or don't really think about figure skating in like a detailed kind of way. And so I was wondering if you could kind of walk us through like a jump, maybe like which like explain edges and things like that, so people kind of realize what goes into, you know, that split second thing that they see on their TV.
So yeah, I think discerning between the jumps can be difficult. There are 6 types of jumps. There's an axel, a salchow, a toe loop, a loop, a flip, and a Lutz jump. 3 of them are what we call toe jumps, and 3 of them are edge jumps. So anybody who's seen a figure skate knows it's a blade, and then it has the spiky thing at the toe. So anytime you see the spiky thing dig into the ice to make it like to make the skater jump, that's going to be a toe jump, and it's going to be either a toe loop, a flip, or a Lutz.
Sometimes skaters will refer to these jumps as tap jumps because they tap one of their skates into the ice to propel them into the air.
Now, the edge jumps, they use the rest of the blade to take off of the ice. So if you see a skater like gliding and then jumping, that will be an edge jump, and that would be an axle, a saucow, or a loop.
Look for a skater's swinging free leg on edge jumps. Instead of pushing one foot into the ice, they swing one leg around to help build momentum.
So we've separated tap jumps and edge jumps. And now to separate those even further, an axel is the only one that takes off forward. And an axel is considered the most difficult because we always land backwards, so it actually has an extra half a revolution.
Triple axels were a big talk at the 2018 Winter Olympics because Mirai Nagasu became the first American woman to land one at an Olympic Games. So those are the basics of jumps. In a typical program, you'll see a lot of jumps, along with spins and step sequences. And that's a lot of technical elements for a casual spectator to know. But there's an easy way to appreciate the athleticism that goes into figure skating.
Figure skating is awesome, and you all need to come watch it live. I'm just going to keep repeating that. I've done a lot of tours, like with Stars on Ice and various shows around the U.S. and in other countries as well. But it never fails that I'll have a husband come up to me and say, "Oh, my wife dragged me to this." It always happens, actually. You know, some guy will come up to me and he'll be like, "Man, that was amazing." And he'll be like, "You know, my wife dragged me to this, or my girlfriend, or my daughter, or whatever. And like, I didn't want to come, but watching you guys perform live, like, I never understood what figure skating was." And I think that's like really important, because when people watch it on TV, you know, it's a lot about the pageantry and the rhinestones and the costumes and the music. And, you know, it's like this very on surface level, it's a very prissy sport. And it's, you know, it's very theatrical, and it's a lot about the drama of it and the commentary and, you know, and people kind of forget that it's a sport. And when they see it live, they see the speed, they see the power, they see how dynamic it really is. And then it kind of clicks. And so, you know, it's really sad that, to me, especially like as a skater, obviously, like, it's my career, blah, blah, blah. I need a paycheck. But it's really sad to me that our viewership number's down, that our audiences are dwindling, because when people come, it changes their perspective and it changes their mind entirely. And they become, they can feel like the wind blow past them as we skate by, and they can hear the sound of the edge, and they can see how high we're actually jumping, and they can see how fast we're actually skating. And not only that, but there's an entertainment value. So they see the athleticism, and they see what they don't really necessarily see on TV, because on TV you don't really get a sense of how high we jump or how fast we skate or how dynamic it really is. And I wish more people would come to live events, because, you know, people who come for the first time and see it live, it completely changes their mind on the sport, and we gain fans that way. And to me, that's so satisfying. But it's also like crushing, because a lot of people can't or don't come, and so they'll never understand that. But there is something about figure skating, watching it live, that you will never, ever, ever, ever get on TV or on a computer screen. Like, it just doesn't translate the same way. Like, it's something that has to be seen live. And not only that, but there's like, you go and watch an event, a competition, even a show, there's a certain electricity that you can't experience sitting at home. Like you can feel the energy of everybody else that's there. You can feel the excitement. You can feel the, like, it's very palpable. Like you do feel that tension in the air. Like I can't even really explain it, but there is like a very physical reaction to being in an arena during a live sporting event. And it's very, you know, anybody who's been to a football game or a hockey game or a baseball game or a basketball game, you know, like they know that they can feel it. They feel that energy. But it's no different with skating. And there's a very physical excitement and energy and electricity that goes along with it. And so if you are listening to this, go watch live events.
You heard the man. Go see a show. What's in a Game is presented by 1 in 100. Score a pair of Celtics, Patriots, Bruins, or Red Sox tickets for less than the price of a pizza or beer. Go to 1in100.co for more information on how you can win tickets to your favorite sporting events and concerts in town. That's 1in100.co. Win your tickets today. So you heard Jeremy talk about how he wants people to know there's so much more to figure skating than just pretty costumes and pageantry. That the artistry is beautiful, but there wouldn't be artistry without the power and athleticism behind it. We're going to switch things up now and talk to another artistic athlete who kind of wants the opposite of Jeremy. He wants people to respect him as an artist and less for his athletic feats.
My name is Kevin Beverly, and I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois, and I am a circus artist, an acrobat, an aerialist, and a dancer.
I mentioned before that I had a personal connection to part of this episode, and this is where it comes in. Kevin works for Cirque du Soleil on a show called Volta. His stage manager happens to be a family member of mine who's like a sister to me, so I know Kevin personally. He was gracious enough to do me this favor and let y'all in on some insider knowledge about the circus arts. My first interview was with a figure skater, and obviously his experience came a lot from competition, whereas you're kind of the opposite. You are in a heavily, like, theatrical world, but you are bringing, like, intense athleticism to it. And so if you want to speak a little bit on, like, that mixture and, you know, how you think about it?
Well, I actually competition had a big upbringing for me too, because when I was dancing, I started dancing in a studio, and I did 1 year of just taking classes, and then right from the get-go, I was only nine, I started going to competitions. So from 9 till 17, or like 10 till 17, I was doing hardcore dance competitions. So that had a little bit of shape on my growing up in the art world too. But it was never my passion. My passion was always creating and the performing aspect of it. And where like gymnastics or like figure skating, the competition really becomes the main goal, you know? So like the mix of the artistry and the athleticism, I think I was always that acrobatic dancer. Like I remember always being chosen to do like the back handspring and like do a flip in the like the certain point of the number, and like all the girls would look at me, you know, like I was always that acrobatic guy that liked doing flips and throwing my body all around. I was all about that. So when I found Cirque du Soleil on TV, I was like, this is like exactly what I'm like. It's not just gymnastics and it's not just dance. It like brings it together in this way that I'd never seen before. And I was like, and on top of it, it was like French Canadian. So it was like weird. And like they have symbolism and these weird characters and makeup. And so I was like, this is everything, you know? It was, that mix was exactly what I was striving for.
Yeah. All right, switching perspectives, I want to talk a little bit about how you think you're perceived, like, either in the artistic world or in, like, the sports athlete world. And have you ever come across people who kind of, like, look down on you or don't, or any experience with, like, the outside world?
So when you say, like, when I tell people, so usually if I don't want to spark up a conversation, I'll just say like, I'm a performer. And if they don't ask, then it's great. But if you say, when I say I'm a circus artist, it's always very strange for people to hear that, that. Like, they don't, that's not a normal job, you know? In the art world, I think that as a circus artist, we don't have, like, in a, speaking about America, we don't have the respect from, like, the art community. If you go to France and if you go to Montreal and, like, the French Canadian part of Canada, circus arts is a part of the art curriculum, you know? Like, you have theaters that are specifically for circus arts. And in France, it's like dance, theater, musical theater, music, circus. There's, it's like literally one of the tiers, which is so amazing. But in America, we're not there yet. So the funding for all the like American circus companies, it's so hard. But as people view me, I think that I get a lot of respect just because of the athleticism, exactly for that. Like when I explain that I jump through hoops as my job, I think it's always an impressive thing. I've never, I think like when I've met, when I've talked to some of my dancer friends and like these high art concert dance companies, I think there maybe is some like, oh, you wouldn't understand, you're just in Cirque du Soleil, you know? But I never take it personally, it's okay. But I, on the other hand, when you tell people you're in Cirque du Soleil, you have this like, extreme feedback, like, oh, you're an ultimate athlete, you know, like you are the ultimate athlete, which is not definitely, it's not necessarily true at all, but I definitely get both sides a little bit more, so the like more so the praising than the looking down.
So go see a show and decide for yourself what you think about figure skating or acrobatics or dance or cheerleading. It's just like football, except you cheer for everyone and everybody wins.